Hello?
Hi, am I talking to Carlotta? Everything is simple and direct. Hello?
Yes.
Hi, my name is Tris, calling in from Notebook Writing. You asked me to give you a call on Monday, so here I am.
All right.
Awesome. This is a good time to talk, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. So, could you let me know what you have in mind?
Well, what kind of poems do y'all usually look for to publish? I mean, I don't.
Well, here's the thing. Anything that you have in mind, we just have to, you know, edit out any errors, any grammatical mistakes, or any punctuation, things like that. For poems, we make sure to try to keep it as much as authentic as possible. So whatever it is that you've written, we keep that. We just edit out all of the errors, grammar errors, any punctuation errors, things like that.
So how many poems do you have to send in before you can actually say that I'm ready to go forward? I mean, you know, say, I know I sent that sample in, but I had a lot of mistakes. I had some words that were typed.
Okay, you don't need to worry at all about the, you know, mistakes or errors. That's for us to take care of for you, all right, first of all. Second, as far as the poems go, how many do you have right now? And how many do you want in your book?
Well, how many? What Daniel was saying that they do like about 20.
Well, 20 works. If you have 20 poems, 20 works. If you have 50, 50 works. 20 is kind of the bare minimum for us to, you know, start with the printing of the book. That's a kind of a requirement for the actual printed copies. So that's why.
So I have to have 20 for the printing to be actually started.
Yeah, for it to be printing. If you still want it to be lesser number of poems, that can totally still happen. We can just spread it out over throughout the pages and, you know, increase the number of pages. We just have to have a certain number of pages in the book so that we can actually send it to printing.
Okay. That's what I was doing. I was trying to gather up all the poems I had and, you know, and try to count them up and see how many that I was, you know, going to deal with. But would anybody be able to do my Google Docs? Because I have some stuff already written on my Google.
If you have written it on Google Docs, we can totally do that for you as well. You don't have to worry about that. However many poems you have, we can totally start with them. As well as if we are, you know, if you want us to write one or two for you, add in just to, you know, increase the number in the middle, we can totally do that for you too.
Y'all can write free ones for me.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
You saying y'all can write some for me from y'all?
Yeah, if you want us to, we can totally do that too.
Okay. So with the Google Docs, how would they retrieve them from my Google Docs? Because like I said, I have some written already down. I don't want to have to write them over again, but. Daniel was saying it's like up at the top is like a URL or something up there. Like, how would y'all be able to?
Google Docs has a share option as well. You can use that, or you can use the simple copy paste method that you use to send the poems to me. Either or.
I don't know how to do all the copying and stuff. Yeah, that's why I just wrote that one in your reply. But I'm saying, like, with my Google Docs, can I just email them, or how do they usually get from your Google Docs to the person that you want to send them to?
So here's the thing. What happens is if you open up a Google Doc, any Google Doc, it will actually have a button that says share, and it will give you a thing to get to actually create a URL. What's going to happen is even if you ask your project manager, they will guide you step by step on where to click and where to get the URL from, and you can just send us that, And once we have that shareable link, we will just open up your Google Doc. Make sense?
Okay. Yeah. Well, so where are we going from here? Like you were saying something about, like a payment plan or something like that?
Yeah, payment plan is totally possible. I did have to fight quite a bit for you. To actually, you know, get the payment plan in, because a discount and a plain payment plan both together aren't really possible. But I was still able to get that for you. So if you can let me know.
So how much money do we have to pay up to start? I always thought that you didn't have to pay for your books until you sold books, and then you get money. That's what I thought. I mean, but Daniel was telling me, he said that I was like, I was looking at the packages, and I couldn't, and he showed on the page of where the packages was, I couldn't see no packages that was starting, like he said, the basic package or the next package after that. I didn't see is there a different package for, like, say, for my poems is one package, and then for a regular actual book is another price?
Here's the thing. Basically, for one book, there's only one package.
So it's one package for any book?
Yeah, one package for one book and any book.
So you're saying, like, if you write a regular book and that's 1,000 pages, whoever the author is, if he write a 10,000, I'm not going to say that high, but say he write a thousand words, is that going to be the same thing as an e-book? I mean, an e-book is not going to be that many pages.
So here's the thing. The number of pages depends upon, you know, the formatting and everything. Even for an e-book, it depends upon the number of pages at the end of the day. Even e-books are not listed as number of words. So we do e-books as well, and packages for e-books, too, go with number of pages. If you want to go for 500 pages, we can do that. There's packages for that. If we want to do 200 pages, there's packages for that, and so on and so forth.
But see, when I talked to Daniel, he was saying something about it was a discount,
mm-hmm.
and he said he was paying like $900. And I was like, $900? You saying pay $900 for an e-book? Like, that's an e-book is something you read, like, on the little tablet, ain't it? Like,
here's the thing.
I mean,
for $900, we can do an e-book for you. So what happens is if you want to get it printed, you can just order it up over on Amazon. It will be published there. So it will be available as an e-book as well as a paperback. But that has to qualify for a specific number of pages for it to actually be available as a paperback. That's a requirement over from Amazon. You get my point? So for $900, basically it was an $1,800 package. After the 50% discount, it's a $900 package.
So a $900 package will get me an e-book and a paperback.
Yeah, the paperback
or
is
e-book
on order.
Or. So
it's not
so
an or, it's an and.
Huh?
It's an and. It's not an or.
It's an e-book and a paperback.
Yeah.
Okay, it's both with a 900.
Yeah.
Okay.
That includes your layout, your formatting, your editing, everything else.
And he was saying something about at the end of it, I had to pay another price for, what was he saying? Something else that I needed to... he was saying I had to send off for something, and that was more money, he was saying?
Well, that actually depends upon even if you want to. So that's marketing. That what happens with marketing is you increase the exposure of your book. by that, what it is that you are actually, you know, taking your book out and the masses know about it, spreading information about it, so on and so forth, like marketing a product, basically. So marketing is something that's actually in itself very expensive, so it has a bigger budget. So if you want to market your book, we can do that for you as well, but that's a separate price and a separate package. If you want to do that now, we can start that now too, but if you want to do it after the book is published, that is totally doable as well. You know, so you've seen some of our work before you actually go ahead and invest an amount for marketing. Understand my point?
But I'm just saying, when you do an e-book or any kind of book, mm-hmm. do I have to try to sell the book, or I have to get family members and different people to have a following for the book, or I have to market the book myself, like this, say, as far as trying to distribute the book. I mean, even after I write the book, I still have to pay to market the book, like to send it out.
So that actually happens with every single author. Even for J.K. Rowling, the person that wrote Harry Potter, even that mm-hmm. person had to, you know, first start writing the book. Once she finished writing the book, she had to look for a publisher. And within that publisher, there was an editor, there was a formatter, there was a final layout made for the book. Once the book was published, after that, she actually had to invest a lot of money into marketing as well, so that more and more people could know about her book and more people would buy her book and read her book. Make sense?
So that's I thought once I published the book and paid for the book, mm-hmm. that the book would go on Amazon, and then they would go into the stores and stuff, and then that's how the people would find out who, I mean, it would be up to them whether they want to get the book.
Oh, that doesn't happen, but what does happen is that it will be on Amazon for purchase. If you want, you can send, you know, the link for the purchase and everything over to your family, over to your friends, over to as many people as you would like, and so it's up to them if they want to purchase it or what they want to do.
Okay, well, listen, I need a day or two to think about this. And then I'm going to have to get back to you because
I understand that, but the thing is that I actually fought a lot, you know, to start this whole thing. What I would suggest personally is that, you know, from my personal professional opinion, from how we will work through this, it will actually take us time to start the book and write the book and finish the book as well. By the time it's finished, the way after publishing, if you want people to know about your book, you can actually ask your friends and family to, you know, spread the book within their groups and their gatherings and their circles of things. So it spreads, you know, word of mouth spreads faster. So that kind of will work for you as well. If you have enough people to talk to, and if they have enough people to talk to further, and so on and so forth, you could actually land a lot of purchases for your book at the very beginning. And you might not even have to purchase marketing.
Yeah, that's just the part. That's the part. That's doing the legwork. I was under the impression that once you publish the book,
mm-hmm.
that the book just went to Amazon or when so basically
it goes over to Amazon and it goes over everywhere else and anyone can purchase it. Anyone that sees it can purchase it.
So I'm looking at like at least like $1,000 or more for this.
Well, that's a total. If you want, we can actually get that. I got it sorted and got payment plans set up for you.
So what payment plan did they come up for me?
Well, that depends. What budget do you have to, you know, give up
now? I mean, I don't have a budget for. I'm just trying to find out what I have to pay to get started. Because I told him, I said, you know, he said, $300 for the next 3 months. And I told him, I said, well, I'm not working right now. I think the best thing for me to do is try to find a job. Because I don't think I'm going to be able to keep up with, because I don't want to start nothing I can't finish. That's why I want to have a job first, and then that way it won't be that mm-hmm. stressful for me, and it won't hurt that that bad because it's just me. I'm not married or anything. Like, I don't have nobody to help me with these.
Okay, let me help you out with that. Let me sort this out for you. What you can do is you can start right now because the offer is actually something that I'm holding up for you right now. I'm not sure if that stays later on or not. So what I can do, we can start on your book and we can start on things. If you want to get a job meanwhile, you can do that. You have plenty of time to do that. And then by the time you actually have a job and your next payment is due, you should be perfectly fine and perfectly settled. And half of your book work should already be done.
So he's talking about, like, what is the time frame of this all book? Was it 3 months or how many? He was saying, like, it was going to be done in 30 days or something like that. I don't understand.
If you want to spread it out over on 3 months, we can totally do that too. You know, it's at the end of the day, it is about you, it is about your book, and it is about when you want it completed. If you are having a little bit of financial crisis, we completely understand that, and that's totally okay. So what I suggest, start with this now, and later on, once you have, and then you can simultaneously start looking for a job. Once you get a job, by the time you have a next payment due, you can start up and, you
what
know.
Payment,
you
what kind of payment are they talking about? What kind of payment are they talking up front to start doing the book?
Up front is the same that Daniel initially committed you, the $300 out of the $900.
Well, that's going to be a problem because I don't have the $300 at this point. But that's why I said I need to take some time with this. I mean, I don't understand you try to pull strings and everything. But see, Daniel said, like, he was talking, like, if you want to start the book, like, if any promotions or anything came through, then he would still be able to, I still would be able to get the promotions. Like, say if it was $900 starting and I paid $300 and, like, say May or June a promotion came through again, that he's saying that I would be able to still use those promotions to, as far as paying.
Yeah, but the thing with that is that there's a big if at the beginning of that sentence. You said if the promotion starts in May or if it starts in June. What if it doesn't? Do you think you can pay instead of the $900, you can pay the $2,000?
$2,000?
Yeah, it's a 50% off the promotion right now. That's what I'm telling you. If it's 900 right now, later on it's going to be 2,000. Do you think you could pay that then?
No.
I mean, if you're 100% sure about it, we could do that. But
Well, I'm going to have to look around and see if I can get a loan or something because I'm thinking I was going to go online and see if I can get any kind of loans. And then that way, that would help me too as far as paying
for
the book.
There are investors over online. You can check those out. And
what is that called?
Investors.
Investors?
Yeah.
So just put in the browser investors?
Book
investors.
Book investors or investors for books, et cetera, such and such.
Are grants?
Yeah, you can actually ask your bank as well, too, honestly.
Yeah, because I'm going to need a little bit of help because I was talking about the hardship program or, different programs that I might get some help with because, if I can go online and see if they got any book grants or something that might can help me, then I wouldn't have no problem starting with the $300. I could pay that right off and then, I could, with a job, I can always have income, I could always be able to pay something as we go along. I don't want to start nothing and don't have the finances, and then, at your team and everybody's working and everything, and then it's going to be a hold up because of the money. You can't move forward if there's no money. That's what I'm just trying to think. If I had that, if I thought of this,
honestly, the only thing that will be held up if the next payment isn't available or if isn't done, would just be, the final delivery of the book. The rest of the work will be completed.
Well, then I'm thinking that I might have to, just try to work something out for this month of April, and I probably may be able to you know, save up enough to start something the 1st of May.
Yeah, you can do that, but by that time I can't promise you this price, honestly.
Well, I mean, I have to just take my chances, though, because right now I don't have that money. I mean, it's not the problem about the money, but it's just the problem of keep on making those payments, you know, because like I said, I have a house to run and bills to pay. And
I get it. The thing is, it's your book and it's your leap of faith and it's your dream, if you want to take it or not. Who's to say later on you might be able to take it? Who's to say later on you might not be able to take it? But, you know, at the end of the day, completely your choice. I understand that. You're fine, I guess.
Okay, like I said, I'm going to look around. I'm going to go online and see what I can work out. It might be as soon as possible. It might be this week, or I can't say when it might be, but I'm gonna try my best.
Go ahead. Give it a shot. For this price and this payment plan and this everything, you have till the end of the day, because I only had you and had gotten an extension for you till the end of today. So
I'll see what I can work out. I'll see what I can work out for today, and I'll get back to you.
Yeah, for sure. All right, take your time and let me know in an email, okay?
All right, I will.
All right, thank you.
And that last email, did you get my email I sent you with
for
Monday?
Yeah.
So you can't reply to the same email, can you?
I do reply to the same email.
I mean me. I mean, if it's one reply. Oh, I think it was another reply. Yeah,
you can reply to the same email. Yeah. You can reply to the same email again. Don't worry about that.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna see what I can work out, because I want to at least try to do, because I'm thinking like maybe like I said, maybe if I can save enough and then the 1st of May, and then this month I would have all the money. But I'll get back to you. I'll write an email and see what I can do.
By that time.
Hmm.
That depends. You know, if you want to start out first.
Hello?